Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome back to Devil Indemnity, the podcast. I feel like we're off-centered. We need to scooch over a little bit. You know what I mean? Maybe I just need to scooch over. I'm like sitting right on the couch crevasse, though, which is like always a weird place to be.
That always sucks.
Yeah. I'm just like the coins and stuff that fall into the couch. So, welcome back to Devil Indemnity, the podcast, where we discuss and review new movie releases. Couple of intro things. Be prepared for spoilers. We're gonna talk about the whole movie, and also follow us on Letterboxd, DI_podcast, where we post the movies before we talk about them. So it's really exciting, even though it's not a mystery
ever.
No,
if you listen,
we're very
to us.
Open about if you listen. You just must, you know, you can't just hear. You have to
you
listen.
Have to listen with intent.
Beans dropped her bone.
Oh jeez.
I don't know what she's looking. There it is. Here you go. Okay,
she the dog gets really has been upset appeased. When she dropped her bone.
She gets very upset, and she expects us to get her bone for her.
Yeah,
T-minus she just looks at it.
2 minutes until it drops again.
She'll eventually get it herself unless it's on the air vent. If it's on the air vent, then I mean, it is World War Z.
No man's land.
She is screaming. She is scratching. She needs you to rescue it. And I feel like most dogs like the air vent because it's cool. Know. You know, you can sit on it in the summer. But Beans is like so scared of it.
Beans hates them.
She's so scared of it. But eventually she'll give up on what's ever on the air vent. Like if she doesn't get it, she'll just like walk away and be like, it's lost forever.
It's not worth it.
It's not
going through that.
It's not worth the sacrifice of my life.
Exactly.
Okay. So, first segment of the podcast, what are we watching right now? We actually watched a bunch of movies in like one day.
Yeah, we did.
Over the weekend. We watched 3 movies.
We watched
I didn't even realize we did it. That's how you know we love movies so much, is we watched 3 movies in one day. And at the end of the day, Jonathan was like, we watched 3 movies. And I was like, no way. I didn't believe you. We for sure watched Joyride. We went to the movies and saw it. It's like a new rom-com about... like girls who go to China.
Like friend-com.
Friend-com. Yeah, you're right. I guess it's not a rom-com. I don't know what you'd call it. But it was really... I actually really liked it.
It's better than I thought it'd be.
A little bit vulgar. Like, it's on the level of Bridesmaids vulgar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, overall, super enjoyable. Like, I quite enjoyed. We also watched... Is it called White House Down?
Yes.
Okay. And then there's something else we watched. I don't remember what it was.
The Flight. With Denzel.
What was that about?
About the plane.
She dropped it again. Oh, the drunk pilot. Yeah, that was interesting. That was an interesting one. A self-destruction movie. Usually I don't enjoy those, but it wasn't too aggressive. I feel like Denzel Washington loves a self-destruction movie.
I'm trying to think of his other self-destruction movie.
Okay, there's the one where I really hope I'm thinking of the right actor right now, but there's the one where his like daughter is sick and she can't get treatment, or his son.
Yeah.
See, I told you there's another one.
There's another one. It's got to be a trope.
What's a trope?
It's like a common thing that appears in movies and stuff. Overdone sometimes.
We're also still watching the show Hijack. I don't know what's going on with Hijack. I thought it was being released on Wednesdays, but then I feel like episodes just kept showing up, and all of a sudden now it's only getting released on Wednesdays. I already have her bone up here.
Oh, jeez.
Come on. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of... I guess they released the third one earlier than it should have been. I don't know.
Did they, though? Did they say that on the website? On the internet?
No, but it makes sense if we have to wait till this coming Wednesday, and that was last week, but it came out on Monday.
I know there was an episode that came out on Monday and a Friday. I feel like they dropped extra ones. I wonder if we could Google it, or if maybe this is just some weird phenomenon only we're experiencing, where for some
only
reason
us.
We don't know what day of the week it is. I'm pretty sure it's Monday. No one at work has been telling me I'm missing days, so I think I know what day of the week it is.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay. It's such a weird construct of like time. You know what I mean?
Who decided which day would start with?
Who decided
the first day.
Today would be the first Monday? You know what I mean? What if it had been a Tuesday? Where would we be now?
God, the first Monday was.
I bet you
really
the butterfly
sucked.
Effect of that, though, would change the whole world, because just like mentality mindsets on like Mondays are so different than Fridays. So like if Tuesdays had actually been the Monday, everything would be different.
From
would
now
we
on,
even
be
here?
Be no more Mondays. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
If you don't know what that quote's from.
You live under a rock.
Yes.
Actually, I didn't know that quote till I met you. We won't spoil it, though. Top secret. Oh, no. Beans is trying to jump down. Okay. So, Jonathan, do you want to intro the movie?
Is No Hard Feelings. All the feelings are soft. Directed by Gene Stupnitsky. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He directed Good Boys, that like raunchy.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Like, they weren't teenage boys.
Preteen
were they?
Boys.
Preteen boys. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that how you felt when you were a preteen? Have you seen that movie?
I haven't seen that movie.
It's pretty
no.
cute. Really? I think it was. Yeah.
I remember seeing the trailer for it like a bajillion times.
We should watch it. We were talking about that today. Sometimes you just want to watch movies that are like mush. You know what I mean?
Mush.
Like you can just easily digestible, you know?
I love a good mush
like
movie.
Baby food movies. And I feel like that's a mush movie. Like you can just watch it Gerber. And you enjoy it. You don't have to like really think about it, you know?
Pampers. Love those movies.
Those are diapers, aren't they?
I said Gerber at the beginning of it.
Diapers are not easily digestible. Do not digest diapers.
That's true. He also did the movie Bad Teacher with Cameron Diaz. Do you know that movie?
Oh, no, but it has Cameron Diaz, so I probably would like it.
That's true. Yeah, it's another raunchy comedy. It stars the big name Jennifer Lawrence as Maddie.
You're saying everybody else's names aren't big enough?
No, there's Matthew Broderick. Matthew Broderick?
I thought it was Broderick. I've always heard it as Broderick, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you should ask him. He would know.
I should get in contact with him.
I'm not a reliable source. That's just what I've heard throughout
my
many years on this
source.
Earth. I wouldn't have been able to tell you his name from looking at his face. So technically, you already know more about him than I do. But
I am more qualified.
Thought
on this
it was Broderick, like Broadway. Broderick.
You know Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You know SJP. That's her husband.
Wait, they're married?
Yes.
Wait, that's what?
Yeah.
I did not
wait,
know that.
Who do you think SJP is?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, they're married. Yeah.
What?
I know. Man. You wouldn't expect it, but it's cute. I hope I'm right. People are going to fact check me on this, whatever.
I want to look that up. I did not know that. But also, I don't really know relationships for a lot of celebrities, actors.
But you know so many actors, I would assume you would know who they're married to.
Kind of.
Normally, like one of the first things you'll say to me when I don't know an actor is like, they're married to this person.
Yeah, that's true.
But that does not help. That's the least helpful thing possible.
But yeah, he's the main guy in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I know, Jonathan. Okay. That's like his biggest movie.
I didn't know if you knew that or not.
That felt so condescending.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
You know what, though? At least I gave you information that you didn't know. You know,
I give you information
it's
you don't know.
It's not condescending when the person doesn't
day.
Know it, but when they do know it, it's condescending.
That's true.
You think I haven't seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
I don't know. Maybe you haven't. Maybe
I didn't
live
know Matthew Broderick was going to be such like drama
such
in this
drama.
Household.
Maybe you live under a rock. I mean, you didn't know that quote that I said earlier that I'm not going to mention the movie
I
from.
I did know the quote and once I met you, but that's also just like based off of like hint for the movie. If you watched that when you were a kid, it's a childhood thing.
Yeah,
I honestly thought it was kind of creepy when I was
obviously
a
kid. Didn't have a childhood. Anyways,
how do you think I'm an adult if I wasn't a child once?
You popped out like this.
No, I did not.
It's got Andrew Feldman as Percy, and then Laura Benanti as Allison Becker, his mom, the helicopter parents.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the plot.
It would have been so great if SJP was his mom. We'll get to that later though, because it would be kind of a cute little cameo and like a thing that like you just don't get it because you wouldn't get it.
No, because I wouldn't get it.
But
wouldn't
I'm gonna
understand.
Tell you later, so like everybody sit tight. I've got some big news.
On the brink of losing her home, Maddie finds an intriguing job listing. Helicopter parents looking for someone to bring their inverted they're introverted 19-year-old son out of his shell before college. She has one summer to make him a man or die trying. It's because we watch Flight.
Or die trying.
What? That's really dramatic.
What is that from? Where'd you get that?
That's the synopsis on IMDb.
This is a life or death situation,
pretty
it
much.
Sounds like. That is so funny. Oh my
I
God.
Said inverted because they used that word like 5 times in the movie Flight.
Oh, because he inverted the airplane.
The budget for this movie. Want to take a guess? Any guesstimates? High, low,
for the budget?
Buffalo?
Oh, I would say $50
million. That's a good guess. $45
million. I'm so good at guessing the budget.
Unusually, you're very good at guessing.
I'm really good at it.
How about box office?
First, like opening weekend or
no,
what?
No, total.
Total, I would say 16 million.
Total 68 million. You're a little off.
Yay,
there.
That's great. I'm so happy for them.
Me too. Anyway, a fun fact about this movie. The guy who plays Percy, Andrew Barth Feldman.
Percy Jackson. This is always what I think of. Did you read those books?
No, I never read them, but all of my friends did, and it was like a huge phenomenon, you know, reading Percy
so
Jackson.
So did
books.
You feel like left out that all your friends like made Percy Jackson jokes, but you didn't get it?
No, never really.
Why not?
I watched the movies, though.
The movies, like, they didn't even finish making them. They were so bad.
Yeah, they were bad. They're making a TV series out of it now. Hopefully that'll be interesting.
I feel bad for them. You know, like, The Hunger Games, they got a pretty good movies run. You know what I mean? They got a pretty good movie run. Percy Jackson, though, they got really, like, just it didn't go well for them when
those
they went to the cinema.
Were not quality.
They were not good. I read the first Percy Jackson book. Thanks for asking. And then I got bored with the other ones.
How many are there? Like 20?
I think there's like 5 or something.
Oh, that's less
I'm
than
not
20.
Super into like mystical stuff.
You don't like mystery.
Oh, he's a centaur. Mystery, like I'm it's not really my
so
vibe.
Cool.
I'm more into like dystopian, like, ooh, the government controls your life. Yes. Yeah, so interesting.
No more centaurs for me. Anyway, should I continue my,
yes, continue,
my fun
carry
fact?
On, carry on.
Percy Jackson, the son of Poseidon.
But he doesn't know it.
Not yet. Until he grows to full power. While his character is going to attend Princeton, Andrew... What? I'm just telling the fun fact.
Nothing, you can continue.
While his character is going to attend Princeton in the movie... Andrew Barth Feldman delayed going to Harvard to star in this movie.
The kid who's acting?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's like kind of annoying though.
That's crazy.
So he's like some exceptional student.
I mean, we know he's a good singer.
Oh, he's a singer? Oh, he sang in the movie.
Yeah.
So is he just some random kid who like was going to go to Harvard and he's like achieving everything and he got into the... For this one role? Because I feel like I've never seen him before.
I have never seen him either. That obviously makes him a nobody if we haven't seen him.
Agreed.
He was in the new High School Musical series.
You think I watched that? Do you really
you
think
didn't
I watched
watch that?
It was the talk of the town.
Yeah.
Box office, 700 million.
He was in, you know that play, Dear Evan Hansen?
Nope.
No, well, he was the Broadway. He played the guy in that play. They made a movie about it, and like the movie's just like a giant meme everywhere. It's a terrible movie.
Cool. Okay.
Anyway, that was
so
long.
Just a couple of comments from my end before we get to talking about the plot. I want to talk about how this movie is 100% just failure to launch. Come on, you know, the Matthew McConaughey classic.
Classico.
SJP Matthew McConaughey.
I've heard you talk about it a lot.
It's a really good rom-com. Classic rom-com. So the only difference is that in Failure to Launch, it's Sarah Jessica Parker's job to like help men launch, I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. It's been a while since I've watched it. But people literally hire her to get their kids out of their house. And, And so, also, the difference is Matthew McConaughey wasn't leaving home. Like, he was intentionally not leaving home. Whereas, like, the other kid was going to go to college.
He was going to go home.
And in SJP's version, they fall in love. But in this version, there's, like, an extreme age gap. And it'd be kind of weird if they fell in love.
Okay, fun fact about that. Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, wait, wrong one. After hearing a criticism about the 15-year age gap between the two main characters, the director pointed out that there was also a 15-year age gap between the characters played by Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper in Silver Linings Playbook, but nobody had an issue with that.
But she was like an adult in that movie, though. Like, she was in her 20s, right?
Yeah.
Interesting little fun factoid for you. My parents are like 10 years apart.
It's true.
Like... My mom was 19 and my dad was like 29 when they met. Like, there's something about when you're like, why do I always, I always hold beans as bones when I'm making
I need to point in this direction, point in that direction.
See here, please. Figure 23B. No. So, I don't know. I guess, like, it seems weird to think of, like, a 30-year-old dating, like, a 19-year-old. But then also, like, that was my parents. And, like, when they're, like, when you hear about, like, a 60-year-old married to a 50-year-old or, like, that kind of age gap at that point, it's, like, not weird.
It's true. But when
because you're, like, all adults once you're adults.
19 and a 34-year-old.
I will say, why do I always say that on the podcast?
I don't know why.
I need to say that
I'm saying
they obviously made him 19, I feel like, because if he was 18, then it would be weird because he was just legal age. You know what I mean? Because if he was a normal student, most people graduate and go to college when they're 18. Unless you're, like, very much old for your grade.
It's true. It must have been held back.
I didn't turn 18 until after I graduated high school, like, because I'm a June baby. So, like, I had already graduated high school when I was 17, and then I turned 18. So, you're telling me this kid is 19 before, right after he graduates high school?
Maybe,
like, he must have been held back.
A gap year.
I don't know. I think it's suspicious. Suspicious. Especially since he met other people who were also going to Princeton that he was friends with from high school. So that means he, like, knows other people. I don't know.
Why did you do that?
You know what? Potato, potato. I am just saying that the age gap isn't honestly that weird if you think about it.
Agreed. Yeah.
He's technically of legal age, so it's not like he was, like, minor or something.
That's all that matters, pretty much, right? That's the lesson.
Okay. And also something I want to talk about, just to preface, is I feel like...
Preface.
I had a feeling, you know, the past couple of years that there are just no more good rom-coms.
This isn't a rom-com. Actually, I think it is. It's more a rom-com than Joyride.
Yes, it is. But I feel like now... I feel like now there's just no original rom-coms. Like, I think they are good. Like, this one's good, but it's just a copy of Failure to Launch. You know what I mean? And, like, Joyride was good, but it's nothing original, you know?
That's true.
We've all seen girls on a girl's journey being besties. Yeah, it's a girls' trip movie.
But also, it would kind of be hard to think of an original rom-com idea like that, you
Let's
know?
Think
I don't
of
know.
One right now, okay? I live in a beach town in New England, and my dog is super sick and, like, sad. And now you have to say something for the storyline. You say the guy, and I'll say the girl, okay? We're writing a rom-com right now.
I'm a guy who just lost his mother to... I almost said amnesia.
You've lost your mom to amnesia. She doesn't remember you.
To Alzheimer's.
Oh, that's sad.
I don't know where I'm going.
So we both meet and at
Chad.
The because my dog comes to the Alzheimer's
clinic
to be like a special dog that makes people happy. You know what I mean? Like an emotional support dog.
Yeah, support
and
dog.
And we meet like that.
And we meet like that.
We fall in love.
I bet that's created before.
I guess.
Maybe not that exact one, but I'm sure there's been a spin-off.
I think
not to say that we're not so
and
original
then
in our
you
thoughts.
Turn out to be a super secret spy agent.
That's definitely happened before.
Plot twist.
It's never a plot twist, though, because they always show it in the trailer.
Okay, are you ready to talk about the plot of the movie?
Yeah, let's get into the plot.
Okay, so the main character is Maddie Barker, played by Jennifer Lawrence. It's weird calling her Lawrence, and I think of her as like a man. It's
Lawrence.
Jennifer.
Where
are Jen.
My scones,
I don't know if
Lawrence?
She goes by Jen. I'm going to call her Jen.
Bring the tea and the scones, Lawrence.
Ring your little bell. Okay, so 32-year-old Maddie Barker is a Uber driver and a bartender in Montauk, New York. So this is a beach town, super beautiful, but the price of living is skyrocketing because all of the rich people are moving from the city to Montauk to buy their beach houses and vacation there. So Maddie is in a little bit of a financial pinch because she's going to lose her house since she can't afford any of her bills because it's really expensive and she doesn't have a real job.
That's a real job.
She has real jobs, yes.
But it's just not very sustainable.
This girl is desperate for cash to save her house. So She sees online a Craigslist posting for some helicopter parents who want their kid to date somebody in order for him to grow up, experience stuff, come out of a shell before he goes to college. So, in exchange for dating their son, they're going to give her a car, since her car was taken due to defaulting on her payments.
Payments.
Exactly. So, Percy is a homebody. He does not party. He does not date.
He doesn't go out.
He does not partake in the outer activities.
He is what you would say
inverted. Exactly. That's tip of my tongue. I am so glad you had it.
I got you. Don't worry about it.
Embodied everything I was trying to say there. So his parents hope to, you know, boost his confidence by getting him a girlfriend before he goes off to Princeton in the fall. In my opinion, I do not understand this. Just like Beans came to my lap instead of yours.
Yeah, it's more comfortable. You have a better landing area than me.
What does that mean?
It's nothing to do with emotion.
What do you mean landing area? What does that mean?
I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying.
He just called me fat.
You have a blanket on you, and she always prefers a person that has a blanket on her.
You have a better landing.
It's more surface area.
Are you flirting with me?
That's how I flirt. Been a while since I've been in the game, you know.
You're very inverted naturally. Okay, so I don't understand why his parents want this for him, because I did not party, I did not date, I was very inverted in high school, and my parents were not at all worried about sending me off to college, you know.
Well, I don't know. It makes I don't know why parents would be worried about this. I was trying to play devil's advocate, but I wasn't going to come up with anything.
Yes, of course.
Et cetera.
Et cetera. Et cetera. Were you like a partier and a crazy kid in high school?
No, not
you
at
did
all.
Date in high school, though.
I dated, but I was not a partier or a crazy person.
And you didn't really date. You kind of just like went on dates with like random girls.
That's true.
Beans cannot pick where she wants to sit.
She wants to be under the blanket.
Her current obsession is being underneath blankets. I guess it's cozier. So she's trying to get under the quilt right now.
She gets under.
Okay, I'm moving it over. Do you want to go down?
I can, please.
There you go. Okay, Beans is under the quilt right now. For anybody watching the video.
Some on-screen entertainment.
I know, it looks really crazy. Okay, so... Yeah, I don't understand this. And also, like, they're trying to get their kid into partying and drinking and drugs before he goes to college. Like, that's going to make him, like, a bad kid in college.
I know, it's only going
to
encourage that.
That's not what you want him to do in college, yeah.
But I guess they just want
him to make
friends.
Obviously, we know so much about parenting.
our child right here.
Obviously, people to talk about this. Another point that I want to make. Why does every kid in every movie go to the most prestigious colleges? Why can't he just go to, like, a normal school? Why does
he
have to go to, like, Princeton? Because it kind of pisses me off because they show him off, like, every single kid in these movies, like, any movie. He's going to, like, some prestigious school, and I'm like, so what, you're some freaking genius? You're, like, better than everybody else? Like, why can't you just be a normal kid? Why does he have to be, like, a genius?
That is definitely a stereotype in these kinds of movies.
And then all they're doing is, like, they're giving, like, even more pressure on the unrealistic expectations in kids today that you have to go to like the best schools in the country to be considered smart and worthy. But legit, you can go to any college and get the same job after, regardless of where you went. If you get a good degree, like they do not care. I remember in college, I really wanted to go to a prestigious school. And I don't even think I thought that I would get a better job going to one place versus the other. I think I honestly just felt like that's what you had to do to be like considered smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. It's not... Definitely glad I went to college, but like...
No, yeah, go to college. I'm just saying, like, I don't think people need to stress so much about getting into prestigious schools.
Yes, yeah. Really, at the end of the day, I don't think it matters all that much. Unless what you're trying to get into is, like, very specific. Like, a lawyer in New York or, like... I don't know. I'm trying to think of other examples.
I mean, like, if you want to end up living in a certain area, maybe go to school there because then you make contacts there and, like, you're more likely to get work there. Beans is, like, falling asleep sitting up. Like, her face is up.
So cute.
Her eyes are closed. What is she doing?
She's like, it's too bright.
It's so bright. One more comment I have to make on the intro of this. The entire time I'm imagining Percy, like in my mind right now, I just think of Timothy Chalamet. Like, I don't remember the actor's face. Maddie takes the deal. She's going to try to make him fall in love with her that she can, so that she can get the car. And she's kind of like a man child, I would say. Like, she's
a man
child.
She's
just very, she's kind of irresponsible. She's angry at the world.
Oh,
like,
so most men are irresponsible and angry at the world.
But she's not a man. I'm just saying, like, a woman child, I guess. An adult child. I don't know. She's just kind of immature, in my opinion. So she first off tries to seduce Percy at the animal shelter he volunteers at. And I just want to say she has such a, like, a funny aura. Like, she is just a hilarious person.
She is a hilarious person.
Like, any
person.
Interview you ever see with her, she is so, like,
relatable.
She seems like a normal person. She seems so relatable. I just love her. I think she's great. I love seeing, like, the reels. A lot of my reels on my phone are of Jennifer Lawrence, just, like, in interviews because she's so darn funny.
I mean,
funny.
Even, like, accepting her Oscar.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Accepting her Oscar, she what?
She tripped up the stairs on the way to accept the Oscar. Like,
that just makes her even more likable, though.
I know, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so. Also, something else I liked about Jennifer Lawrence in this movie is she played her own age. Like, I really appreciate that. I think there was, like, a time when women, like, just did not want to play their own age. Like, I guess there's maybe not even a time. I think it's just normal for people to, like, try to play younger than they actually are. And I...
Always. That's
honestly,
very typical.
I appreciate it that they're not, because it kind of ended up being, like, the women who were playing the 30-year-old moms of toddlers were, like, actually just 50-year-olds who had finally come to terms with playing a 30-year-old. You know?
That's very true.
Okay, so Maddie is very awkward in her seduction methods, and she's kind of creepy. And I think the whole point is, like, she thinks she doesn't know how to flirt with the younger generation, so she's trying to do it in, like, a really weird way, when in reality, like, she could just flirt like a normal person, and it probably would have worked. So he maces her because he thinks that she's kidnapping him. And that was kind of funny. My only comment with that scene was she puts water on her face after he maces her, but I thought that if you put water on pepper spray, it activates it and it makes it more painful.
Wait, really? That would suck.
Yeah, like, I think putting water on it makes it worse.
Plot hole.
That is what I have heard. It's what I've heard. Obviously, none of them have ever been maced. I haven't either. I just heard through the grapevine that you don't want to put water on it because it makes it worse.
Didn't know that. That's good to know.
Yeah. For if you ever get maced.
Yeah.
What would you be doing to get maced?
I don't know. But now I know. Don't put water on it.
Yeah, exactly.
I
okay.
Use my own pee.
So, despite all of the drama mama in her seduction methods and him macing her, they agree to go on a date. So they meet up at a bar the next night. She gets some alcohol. They go skinny dipping.
This is the
worst.
You
know, I had a question for this.
Iced tea I've ever had.
Yeah, that was funny. She got him a Long Island iced tea. That was really funny. Have you ever been skinny dipping?
No, I never have.
Me neither.
That's what you like. And, like, also, like, going in the ocean, maybe, but a lake skinny dipping? No, there's, like, leeches. I'm not going to that shit.
Ew, it's, like, slimy. Actually, that's so gross. I would never do that. I mean, I think I would have actually known if you'd ever been skinny dipping, because we started dating when we were 19.
That's true.
And we weren't wild childs. Children, you know what I mean? Like, no. We weren't crazy growing up.
Not at all.
Pretty boring, honestly. So, Maddie is, like, this crazy free spirit, and Percy is kind of uncomfortable by it because he's used to following the rules and doing everything his parents say. And so, a group of drunken teenagers come up and they try to steal all their clothes. And so, Maddie gets out and she fights them in the nude. And I really didn't think this scene was necessary. Like, she was actually fully naked when they shot this, and she was beating up a group of kids.
Shot it over 2 days, and everybody was asking her, like, are you sure you want to do this scene? And she was like, yeah, without a second thought. I think it's just hilarious.
Honestly, it's more just like shock factor of, like, oh my god, she's naked. She didn't need to be naked the whole time. They could have even just not showed her being naked. I'm pretty sure she was a producer in the movie, so she could have shot it down if she wanted to, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just like, I don't personally think it made it any funnier. I think they could have shot the same scene, honestly, more funny, because I wouldn't have had the shock factor, and, like, she could still beat up the kids and you would just know she's naked versus her being naked.
Yeah, that's true, instead of just showing
it. I think it honestly kind of took away from the humor of it, because I was just like, what's going on right now, you know?
Yeah.
So hot take. I didn't think the nudity was necessary. So sorry, Jennifer. You looked great, though. 10 out of 10. So she then gets back in the water and wants to hang out with Percy, but he is like, I am not comfortable with this. You just like sumo wrestled somebody while you were naked. I want to go home. So she gets mad at him. He jumps on her car. He's naked and they start driving and he's on the hood of her car naked. Very dangerous. Don't do this at home, kids. And I think this is when you start to see some of her character of like, she's got a little bit of anger issues, and she also has a problem with if she feels uncomfortable in a situation or if somebody disagrees with her, she just ends up being like a bitch and lashing out at them because she doesn't know how else to act. And it's kind of like her big character flaw.
Yeah.
You know, the whole time she's just doesn't know how to act around people.
Doesn't know what to say when.
When the going gets tough. Like
guys she's talking to make her uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They get too attached.
Exactly. Don't get too attached. Okay, he has an issue with like ghosting guys.
The camera scoping me out right now.
It's focusing on your face.
Why isn't it focusing on yours?
Because yours is more exciting than mine.
I don't like this.
Why? That means you're in focus. Focus on me. Isn't that a song? Focus on me? I can't think of the tune right now, yeah. Though.
Yeah, it's one of my songs.
You know,
my playlist.
I'm really hungry right now. I just want you to know that I'm hungry.
Thank you for
letting
me know.
I'm really excited
know.
For dinner. How much longer? Oh, I have like a whole page of notes. Okay.
Just like
everybody.
Just skim through
let's
it.
Go, let's go. Let's go. Let's
just
go.
Just skim.
Okay. So, Maddie and Percy continue to date. And she starts to kind of care about him in like a nurturing way. And he starts to kind of have lust for her, I guess.
Feelings.
He starts to grow feelings. Beans has come out from under the covers. So they both kind of talk about and bond about the fact that neither of them have been to the prom. So they decide they're going to imitate a prom night and go out to a fancy dinner. Percy meets up with a school friend of his at the restaurant who's also going to Princeton, and they bond. And Maddie almost gets like jealous in a sense, or like
she does,
pissed about it. And she lashes out to him and is rude, and he lashes out to her for being rude to him. And so he goes to a party that he was invited to by Princeton girl.
Before that, he sings like a really good solo on the piano.
Yeah.
Of Maneater.
It was pretty good.
It was very good.
I just
good.
Like hate how men can not be good singers, but they still sound good. But a woman, you have to be like really good to be considered
a
good singer.
He was a good singer, though.
I know, but any man can be, it's like so much easier for a man to be considered a good singer. As long as you can like sing to the right pitch, you're considered a good singer as a man. But if you're a woman, you have to actually like have vocal talent. Like you're a terrible singer, but that's just because you can't match pitch. Like you are tone deaf.
I can't believe you just said that to me.
Look, I'm just telling you the truth, Jonathan. These things are going to come out eventually. So, they go to a party with a bunch of drunk Princeton kids.
Princes.
And him and Maddie get in a fight because Maddie doesn't want to date long term and he does. He wants to date long distance from Princeton. And so when they get to the party, he kind of like runs away and lashes out, and he ends up taking some pills and drinking some alcohol, and she finds this out. She thinks that he's been mixing drugs, and she tries to make him throw up in front of everybody. Like everybody's videoing it, and you find out that he had just taken like ibuprofen and he was like you're gonna be fine if you just took ibuprofen. So I'm really surprised in the storyline they didn't make something about how like, oh, all of his future peers at Princeton have videos of him, like, you know what I mean? Because they made a big scene about people videoing him, like,
I didn't even think about that.
With that happening, I thought he was going to be all embarrassed and, like, not want to go to Princeton because of that, but I guess they just cut it out of the script or something.
Maybe. I bet it was, like, maybe a deleted scene, or maybe it was in the script originally.
I don't know, but it was really funny, her being at the party, like, being way out of everybody's, like, age range, and all the kids are, like, calling her old and stuff, and making TikToks of them, like, we're at the party, bro.
Can you get on my TikTok? You're ruining my vibe.
I know. It's so weird, the kids of this generation. Technically, we're Gen Z, so, like, but I don't feel like a Gen Z, and I also don't feel like a millennial, so I don't know what we are. We're, like, right at the middle of Gen Z and millennial, so we weren't raised like extremely with phones, but we were raised with phones, and now TikTok is like this whole thing, and influencers are the career of like our generation.
Yep.
that every kid wants to be an influencer when they grow up. Like, so at Walmart, when they have, like, dolls that say, like YouTuber or something, because a kid wants to be a YouTuber when they grow up. Isn't that so weird? I haven't
seen that. The only thing that's going to happen is we're going to, like, lose popularity in, like, I don't know, 6 years, and they're going to have no
actual working skills. No, I think that's what it's going to be, is I think people who are influencers, it's going to last for, like, a little bit, unless they build, like, a real career. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people who have, say, podcasts about, like, business stuff or, like, news.
Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, those kinds of things. Like, Mr. Beast, he's going to be fine for the rest of his life.
I don't know. I feel like it'll be interesting to see what happens. Mm-hmm. I think some people will last. Like, people who kind of have a more media-based or, like, business-based model to their influencer jobs versus people who are just famous for being themselves. Those people, I think, are going to phase out. And they're going to have to figure out what to do. And none of them went to college. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least the ones who weren't, like, millennials. The ones who are, like, our age. Who got famous in high school. Or kids getting famous right now.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting, and I don't think it's going to go away. I mean, that would be like thinking that like TikTok is going to go away.
No, it'll just be something else that replaces TikTok in a couple of years.
Yeah, I wonder what the next social media app is going to be. TikTok is really big. Oh, I don't have TikTok, actually. I have the app to make TikToks, yeah. But I don't like scroll on it. Like, I just, the algorithm just did not like click with me. I didn't find it interesting.
Mustn't have been personalized.
All of the videos I got like put on my TikTok were like, of just girls like being beautiful, like lip syncing stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to watch this. This is boring. It's literally just girls like shooting videos of themselves. Like, I am beautiful and I'm going to share this with the internet, and it gets a million views.
Pretty much.
Isn't that weird? It's so weird. I don't get it. Okay. So after this, Percy confesses that he's in love with Maddie. Maddie is kind of like, I'm not really in love with you.
I'm
going to
steer clear. I'm going to be like, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So the next day, Percy's like in a better mood. He's happier. But then he drops a bomb on his parents, telling them that he actually isn't going to go to Princeton. He wants to stay home and be near Maddie because he thinks that's what she wants. He thinks that she wants a local boyfriend and doesn't want to do long distance. So if he stays, maybe their relationship will work out, right? So, of course, his parents don't want this. And in a panic, his father is like, we'll give you the car, Maddie, if you just come convince him to go to Princeton. Sadly, Percy overhears the conversation and realizes that their entire relationship was just a transaction between his parents and Maddie.
Fabrication.
Mm-hmm. And so he invites over Maddie to dinner with his parents to basically mock both of them and make them like suspicious that he knows and he's acting crazy. He's drinking a bunch of alcohol. And he disappears for a bit, and his parents and Maddie are all like, what the heck is going on? Turns out he found out he trashed Maddie's car, and then he basically like tells them that he knows, and he's like, I'm done with you people. I'm over it. 10 out of 10. Don't recommend.
Fun fact.
So, ooh.
Jennifer Lawrence described her experience working alongside Andrew Feldman as akin to working with Christian Bale due to their improvisational abilities.
Has she worked with Christian Bale before?
Yeah, Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, he's in Silver Linings Playbook?
Wait, no, sorry, American Hustle.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong David Russell movie.
That's a big compliment being compared to Christian Bale if you're an actor.
That's like peaked.
Yeah.
Unless you are Christian Bale.
So he's very good at like ad-libbing.
Yeah.
So Christian Bale is good at ad-libbing. I didn't know that. Cool.
Doesn't surprise me.
Wow. So this is the next Christian Bale, everybody, even though I don't think you could ever get another Christian Bale.
No. Yeah. Correct.
So Maddie and him kind of cut off their friendship. He's getting ready to go off to college. She's trying to save off money to pay off her debts. She uses the smashed up Buick to Uber everybody around town. People don't really like getting into her Uber though, because she seems kind of like a serial killer because her car is smashed up.
I don't blame her.
And taped together. So Maddie finally pays off her debts at the end of the summer, and she's out celebrating with two of her local friends, Jim and Sarah. And Jim and Sarah break the news to her that they're actually going to be moving out of Montauk because the housing costs are too high. They're pregnant. They're going to have a baby. They want to buy a home, and they just can't do it in Montauk. So Maddie, of course, is really upset about this, knowing that like her closest friends are leaving town. And so she kind of is like, I want to right my wrongs in life. And so she tries to find Percy at a Princeton mixer and apologize to him for betraying him. He is not convinced, so he drives off in a fit of anger. Maddie jumps on the hood of his car. It's very reminiscent to the beginning of the movie where he was on the hood of her car.
It's a very meet cute kind of thing.
Then they kind of end up in the middle of the ocean, you know, this and that happens. Very logical, you know, point A to point B. And so they become besties for the resties again.
Platonic.
Platonic besties. And so Maddie decides after all of this that she actually doesn't want to be a Montauk. She's only staying because of the home and like her ties there.
She wants to go to LA where it's so much cheaper.
She's going to move to California, of course, because the living expenses are just too much in Montauk. I thought that was so funny when she's like, I'm moving to California. Really I'm ironic. Like, yeah, you're going to save so much on your rent. That was so weird. So she decides she's going to sell her house to her friends, Jim and Sarah, at a reasonable price so that they can buy a home there. And then Maddie drives Percy to Princeton because they're besties for the resties, as I said. Yeah. And she's moving to California, as you've already said, because you spoiled it. Okay. Everybody.
Spoil.
The movie for next week. I'm done talking about this one unless you have something else to talk about it.
I'm done.
The movie for next week is The Mission Impossible. What is the name for this one?
Dead Reckoning.
Dead Reckoning.
Part one.
Why did they even come up with extra names? Nobody remembers them. Like
everybody.
I couldn't tell you each any of them. Just make it Impossible 1, Impossible 2, Impossible 3. That's so boring. And I'd be able to keep them together.
Rogue Nation, Fallout, Dead Reckoning, Part 1, and then Part 2.
Well, isn't the Fast and Furious movies just like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Well, no. So they do play on words. So like Fate of the Furious is like the 8th movie. Fate. They do like...
Honestly, I'm really hungry.
Fast 5. Yeah, okay. Let's go. That's the next movie, y'all.
Good night. See you tomorrow. See y'all.